Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, Fox Sports Radio on what has turned into a busy, busy day in the National Football League. We've got quarterback maneuvering all around the NFL, and we will get to that here coming up in just a couple of minutes. You can check out the show as well on the iHeartRadio app. John Ramos is here, Ryan Music is here, and most importantly, alongside me, Jonas Knox, it's the great and powerful Rob Parker.
I thought you were going to say Wizard of Oz.
My man,
what's
Rob
happening?
Parker.
Jonas, I've been looking forward to doing a show.
Yeah, this is going to be
you,
fun.
Right?
Yeah, this is going to be fun.
We'll
yeah.
do it.
We're going to get in some trouble, I believe.
I think so. Yeah. And they're going to come from upstairs down here into the studio.
Yeah, we will be getting a Shapiro bomb, I think, at some point.
And he'll just come down, Scott, and just unplug my microphone,
of course,
right? And just be like, what are you doing?
A very violent man.
Yes.
A very violent man he is. All right, so Rob Parker, let's get us started because we have got a quarterback who just got really, really wealthy. Before we talk about that, I do want to mention the dominoes that have fallen in the New York Jets quarterback situation. Teddy Bridgewater has been traded to the New Orleans Saints.
Just happened.
Yeah, just happened. And the Jets have officially announced Sam Darnold as the starting quarterback week one, Monday night at Detroit in Matt Patricia's debut. Now, I know you are a diehard Detroit Lion fan.
No.
Rob Parker is actually doing the show right now in a Dominic Raiola jersey.
Now, you know that's not the case. Stop it. Oh, my God.
He found it at Macy's.
Yes.
It was $4.
On the rack. That's right. Never.
But okay, so Sam Darnold is a starter. We're going to have plenty on that. We've got an NFL insider joining us coming up in about 15 minutes from now. Now, all the details on that will be coming up. But we want to start with Aaron Rodgers, who got a brand new contract. Some of the details, it was reported by James Jones, his former teammate. That was the story, that Aaron Rodgers was going to basically give the info to James Jones to release to the public. James Jones will be joining us later on as well, too. We've been hearing stuff around $80 million guaranteed. He's going to be due 80 to 90 by March. A lot of money, but a big-time contract extension for Aaron Rodgers.
Right. The total package was 134, but it's the guaranteed money that we talk about.
And we'll know the details of that as throughout the course of the day, and we'll figure out just all of that as it comes up. But it gets to the point of, well, why is Aaron Rodgers worth that kind of money? And from my understanding, you feel like, well, why isn't he?
He's the best quarterback I've ever seen play the position. Not the most accomplished. There's a difference between the two. But, Jonas, I would say to you, what doesn't he do? I've seen this guy do everything with the football. He can throw distance. He has a great arm. He has great touch.
Accuracy.
Yep. He has the greatest, not one of, the greatest quarterback rating in the history of the NFL. All the quarterbacks stacked up, he has the greatest quarterback rating. He also has the greatest touchdown to interception ratio, something like 4-1.
Yeah.
Not Tom Brady's not even like 2.5-1. It's not even close like the next guy. That's how good it is. So I think he deserves to be the highest paid guy. People want to say, well, he's only won one Super Bowl. I get it. And I'm not one of these guys who's going to say when he wins, it's all his doing, and when he loses, never his doing. I get it. He still gets lumped in with the Green Bay Packers, who have had a chance to go to a couple more Super Bowls. We saw in Seattle against Seattle where they choked that down. There was a trip to the Super Bowl sitting right there, onside kick, tight end, couldn't catch the ball. Seattle recovered and wound up stealing that game and tripped to the Super Bowl away from them. But there were others. So he has won Super Bowl. He's batting 1,000. Does he need to win another Super Bowl for his legacy? Absolutely. I believe in always. Anybody can win once where everything, the stars align, everything works out, right? It can, it never happens again.
Yeah.
When you win twice, three times, it's about you. Then I know you have something to do with this when you can do it. So he has to win another one, but I have no issue. I don't care how much money Green Bay gave him. I don't care if they have money left over for other people. That's not his concern. Aaron Rodgers should be compensated, and that's what they did today.
Yeah, and the latest details, and again, the guaranteed money number has changed a couple of times, but the latest, according to Adam Schefter of ESPN, is it's $103 million total in guarantees.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, yeah, 103 in guarantees.
Okay, and again, the number has changed because we heard around 80 to 90, and then it moved around, so...
That's even bigger.
Regardless, it's a record-setting deal as far as guaranteed goes in the NFL. And so the people out there will look at this and say, well, what does it do to the rest of the roster? Because if you've got all this money tied up in Aaron Rodgers, what happens to the rest of the roster? There's just a reality in the NFL. You either have a great quarterback or you don't.
And if you don't have one, what does that mean? You have no shot to win anything.
And you have to build in other areas. I look at it like this. I think that, and I was making this comparison, like nobody's perfect, but I also believe that nobody's completely lost either. You could be short, you could be fat, you could be bald, you could smell, but you probably got a lot of money, or you got, I mean, you have to have something. Somebody has something.
Everybody has something. Yes. I totally agree with that.
And I think the way NFL teams look at this nowadays is they think to themselves, all right, who do we have as a quarterback? Well, if you don't have Aaron Rodgers, or you don't have Tom Brady, or you don't have Drew Brees, you have what would be considered a step below a quarterback, which means you have to put your money into pieces around him to improve the totality of the roster. If you do have one of those elite quarterbacks, you can afford to put your money into him because he makes so many people on the team that much greater. And so when people look at the deal and think, man, that's going to tie up, they're going to be cash strapped, and that's going to tie up the money. They can't afford this, they can't afford that. Their shopping is different than your shopping, okay? When you're shopping, you need to find pieces around you to try and improve that quarterback and build him up. We've seen it with the Rams and Jared Goff. We've seen it with the Eagles and Carson Wentz. The Eagles built up that roster so well, they won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles, who was awful in St. Louis not that long ago.
And with about four or five star players who were also hurt. That's how deep that roster was.
And they knew that. That's why they looked at Carson Wentz and said, on his rookie deal, let's load up around him and let's get as many star players as we can and build the deepest, best roster possible. The Rams did it with Jared Goff. The Bears are trying to do it with Mitch Trubisky. How that plays out, we'll see. But it's just a different in financial philosophy. You either have a guy that you pay a ton of money to because he deserves it and he's elite and he's going to make everybody better, or you don't, and that money's got to go somewhere while you still got that quarterback on the rookie deal. Good for Aaron Rodgers. I totally get the move. He's worth every single penny.
No doubt, and he's one of those guys. Sometimes they give a deal out and you go, I don't know if I really feel good about it, even though it's not your money.
And the NBA 2 years ago.
Am I right? When they were just, just turning over money to people. And you were like, really? Like, this guy getting, like, who was it? Who was the player for who was the highest paid player at one point from, was it Memphis or the guard?
Conley, Mike Conley.
Mike Conley, you remember that? He had made more money than any player who had ever played in the NBA, and the guy had never made an all-star team.
Remember
that one? Yes, that was the one.
I've never been more ashamed at being 6'2". And not all that athletic than when Evan Turner got $70 million. And I thought, Jesus.
Like, you're just giving away money,
right? This is crazy.
But in this case, Aaron Rodgers, to me, I don't know how you could look at the guy. And I, you know, yes, he's been injured a couple times.
Of course.
But if you look at his body of work and what he's been able to do, and I love the way he just plays. There are a few guys. I don't root for teams. You know that I've been a journalist for 32 years.
You're not a Lions fan? I could have sworn you were a Lions fan.
No.
Lions fan.
Oh, no. Not at all.
Big Matt Stafford guy here.
You mean Pat Stafford? Is that what you're talking about? That guy?
Stat Padford.
Right? That guy. Unbelievable. But no. So when you see a guy who can do the things that he's done, and you could, I appreciate watching him. I really. There were a handful of guys who I would say that I would pay money as a sports writer. I would pay my money to go see, say I didn't live in that city, and Aaron Rodgers was coming to play.
Yeah.
I would go buy a ticket.
yeah.
to watch him play. That's how good he is. And I think that's why he's separate from a lot of other guys.
And here's the thing about Rodgers as well, too, because if you're one of those people out there that are saying, why would you put $103 million guaranteed in a quarterback who's dealing with injuries the past couple of years and he's 34 years old? No. He sat his first 3 years. We're talking about a 31-year-old in NFL years.
100%. So, in NFL years,
yes.
he didn't go through the beating that the other guys got.
Right.
And so if you're looking at Tom Brady now, Aaron Rodgers, I'm not saying he's on the same witch doctor that Tom Brady's using, but I'm saying...
Here we go.
But I'm saying there's a good chance that Aaron Rodgers will be able to play
of course.
Down the road a little longer as well.
And let me tell you something. Brady's playing at 40 years old, okay? So let's look at Rodgers. If he continues to play at this level, and even if he diminishes a little bit, which just happens with time, it's normal all the
Father
way around.
Father Time is undefeated.
Of course. Aaron Rodgers, 6 years from now at 40, I mean, what record won't that guy have? I mean, who knows what the hell he's got? So I think it was a good deal for the Packers. I totally get the move.
Absolutely. I think if you're a Packer fan, you're happy. He's not going anywhere. He's not going to be disgruntled. He could just go out and play football. And congrats.
Good for him. And that money will go a long way in Green Bay, by the way.
Man.
Jeez.
That's like... $8 to a dollar.
No kidding.
Am I right?
It's like walking into the 99-cent store with a 50 spot. You know
exactly.
What I mean? Like they don't even take those at the cash register.
Have you been to downtown Green Bay? There's a Kmart. There's not too much else going on down there.
Rob Parker, Jonas Knox, in for Doug Gottlieb here on Fox Sports Radio. You can always check out the show on the iHeartRadio app. You can get Rob on Twitter, and I'm sure you will let him know how much you appreciate his Tom Brady comments.
Uh-oh.
At Rob Parker FS1. You can also get me at The Jonas Knox. And if you would like to tweet Aaron Rodgers and ask him his opinion of his new record-breaking deal, just tweet him at JSRamos06, Aaron Rodgers running John Ramos' Twitter account for
Is that
today
it?
Only. Yeah, I believe so.
All right, there you go. We know now.
Yeah. All right, coming up next here on Fox Sports Radio, we are going to find out why one move in the NFL just changed the future for a Hall of Fame coach. That's next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at noon Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Teddy Bridgewater gets traded to the New Orleans Saints. The compensation is a third-round pick. So the Saints, the Jets traded a sixth-round pick along with Teddy Bridgewater to the New Orleans Saints for a third-round pick. So now New Orleans, in next year's draft, has one pick in the first three rounds, from my understanding. They've got one pick in the first three rounds, and the Jets have named Sam Darnold their starting quarterback for week one Monday night against the Detroit Lions. Now, I think that's an interesting matchup because the brand new head coach for the Detroit Lions is Matt Patricia. Matt Patricia was the defensive coordinator for the New England Patriots for years. The team Matt Patricia game planned against for years and years was the New York Jets. He knows that team really well. I'm fascinated to see on a national stage how Matt Patricia is going to gear up against a rookie quarterback. You've seen this play out before. You mentioned Matt Ryan. How is Detroit going to... They've got a couple of things happening. They've got a brand new head coach and potentially new hope there. And then they've got a rookie quarterback.
Do you know how much new hope they've had for 20 years?
Of course, yeah.
I mean, I've heard it all. Oh, this is finally the year. The year the Lions went 4-0 in the preseason. You know what they did that season? What did
they do?
0-16.
So 4-20.
Exactly.
4-20. Come on. You gotta keep the positives.
I mean, so, yeah, I've seen that. I just think it's great. Here you are. You got your – you know, the Jets were supposed to win two games and get him.
Yeah.
And then somehow they won five games, and everybody thought, okay, the 1 year you're supposed to be awful – and get your franchise quarterback, you mess it up by winning more games than you should have. Somehow the Giants passed up on him, knowing that they need a franchise quarterback as time continues to tick on Eli, right? And take a running back. Okay, gives the Jets an opening. At number three, they get their guy. I love the way that they're going into the season with the idea of our Messiah has shown up. We're going to put him, give him his sandals, his fish, his loincloth, whatever, and put him out there. And let's see what happens. And I'm not saying I'm looking for perfection. He has to go out there and be the quarterback, the age veteran, and do everything right and never throw a pick. No, he's got to learn how to play. You throw him on the road. You throw him against a team like the Lions. You just said Matt Patricia, who's the new coach there. And I don't know, maybe you go out and you see from day one you got something different.
Yeah.
If somehow he goes out there. If you're a Jets fan, they go to Detroit and they win game one with a rookie quarterback.
God. Look, it was crazy with Mark Sanchez, and he's not half the quarterback that Sam Darnold is.
And Mark Sanchez, for all the ripping that with the butt fumble and all that, he won four playoff games. I tell people all the time.
Yes, he did.
Go look up how many quarterbacks, good quarterbacks, have won four road playoff games, including beating Tom Brady and the Patriots in Foxborough.
Yeah. No, Mark Sanchez, I don't think it's enough credit for that. And those Jets teams were...
They were close.
Yeah, and they were really close. They had a lead against Indianapolis in the AFC title game.
They were close twice, and they didn't get there. And Rex Ryan... And then the worst thing that ever happened to the Jets after that was... They didn't get there, right? They lost. And then the Giants, out of nowhere, won that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then so it was like New York went all the way back to the Giants and people didn't care about the
Of
Jets.
Course. The other angle to this story and this trade and what it means is Teddy Bridgewater is now the backup quarterback for the New Orleans Saints. I love the move for the Saints, and here's why. One, it's an insurance policy. Anything happens to Drew Brees, and look, you never know what could happen. He's getting up there in age. He had a major injury earlier in his career. You never know what could happen, and you don't want to be in the position that some other teams are where you lose your quarterback and it's a disaster.
You're only as good as your backup quarterback.
I.e. the Colts, i.e. the Green Bay Packers from a year ago.
And so, what happened with Philly?
Yes,
you
of
lost.
Course.
Your team had the MVP of the NFL until he got hurt. There, you lose your quarterback. Everybody writes you off that it's not going to happen. And what did he do? What does he do? He beats Tom Brady outplays Tom Brady in the Super Bowl and wins you a championship.
Yeah, and I think the Saints look at their situation because let's be honest here. The Minneapolis Miracle, the Saints probably should have been in the NFC title game, and I actually would have picked them to beat Philadelphia. I thought New Orleans had a legitimate shot to do that, but as you know, what happened and the Miracle and all that stuff, the Saints were eliminated. They feel like they've got a roster because they hit home runs in the draft defensively a year ago. All of a sudden, they found a defense. The O-line is solid. They've got an actual running game behind Drew Brees.
They got a couple of running backs.
Really good. Even though Mark Ingram's missing the first four games, I love Kamara. I love Mark Ingram. There's a lot to like about the Saints. Also, if this isn't a insurance policy, it may not be ideal for Teddy Bridgewater to go to a place where he's playing behind a Hall of Fame quarterback who's probably going to break the record for career passing yards in week 5 or 6 in the NFL. He's on pace to do it. They've got their quarterback of the future. Like, look at every team that's got a veteran elite level quarterback. The Packers, the Patriots, the Saints. Only the Saints have their quarterback of the future. And Teddy Bridgewater, who's still, 25 years old, has got a lot of potential. He's very well-liked, very well-respected. Him working with Sean Payton, there's hope down the road. The Saints have been looking for the heir apparent for quite a while. And this isn't talked about enough. The Patriots moved up to draft Jimmy Garoppolo because the Saints were going to take him. They looked at Jimmy Garoppolo the same way that the Patriots did, because back then, New Orleans, Ryan Pace was an executive in New Orleans. He went to Eastern Illinois. Sean Payton was the head coach in New Orleans. He went to Eastern Illinois. They loved Jimmy Garoppolo. They'd been hearing about him for a while. They were going to take Jimmy Garoppolo, and the Patriots jumped over them, and they grabbed him. So the Saints have been trying to find a guy. I'll bet in New Orleans, they're ecstatic right now. Here's your third-round pick. If anything happens to Drew this year, we've got our guy. And moving forward, we've got our guy.
No doubt about it. I agree with that. I could see why the Saints did it. It makes total sense. And I understand why the Jets did it.
Yeah.
You don't need three. You got McCown there, right?
Of course.
You don't need another. Yeah. You don't need another guy to have Teddy Bridgewater sitting there to hold a clipboard. It makes no sense. The Jets had to give up some picks in order to move up, right, to get to the third spot. So now they get a pick back. I like it. And you name Sam Darnold. No ifs, ands, or buts. No him and Hahn. He's the guy. McCown's the backup. And we go forward.
Yeah.
And that's how it's played.
And it makes me wonder what's going to happen with RG3. Because RG3 was in a similar spot as Teddy Bridgewater. Listen, the knock on RG3 was can't stay healthy, didn't play smart outside of the pocket. That's why he had the injuries. Let me tell you
something. He's a little guy.
He's bulked up. He's bulked up. He's looked better in the preseason. And he's outplayed Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, but you just drafted.
Of course.
I just don't see.
No way.
Right?
But I wonder what kind of deal is going to be out there for an RG3. Like, if you're a team out there, I'd give up a mid-round pick for RG3 to see what you got. Why not?
It's one of those things. He had such an unbelievable, like, the best rookie season ever at quarterback,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Numbers-wise. And to see him fall that far with the injuries.
He's almost branded now, right?
Yes.
Like, you look at him, and there's a bad taste in your mouth left over what happened.
No doubt about it. And sometimes I don't think people even think of him as a viable option other than like a backup quarterback, and he's not old either. But you know, you get kind of wedged in somewhere, and people look at you that way. I think that happens.
Yeah, and I think that's happened with him. So I'm curious to see how that plays out, because they are in a similar spot to your point. You don't need three quarterbacks on the roster. Nobody carries three quarterbacks. You're not going to put RG3 on the practice squad.
It just doesn't make any
sense. It doesn't. It makes no sense whatsoever. So
he's probably going to be traded or cut.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're playing Washington, which is, you know, one of the great coincidences that he's probably playing for a job and his future in the NFL
against the
and it's
going to
be the Redskins. So as chance would have it.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at noon Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Right now, joining us here on Fox Sports Radio, Bruce Arians, two-time Super Bowl champion, former head coach, now an analyst with CBS, and is also, he's got a book out, Rob. Bruce Arians has a book out called The Quarterback Whisperer, and he joins us now here on Fox Sports Radio. Bruce, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks, guys. Glad to be on.
I saw the Football Life documentary on with you. You have a reputation for letting it fly as far as the vocabulary goes. How concerned are you, or was that part of the discussion with CBS in doing these games, that you don't drop an F-bomb every week?
Yeah, I think that was all the networks that were concerned, you know. And my interviews, I had to convince them that I did have another vocabulary.
that would help. You don't want the FCC on you.
Yeah, that would probably be one way to. It would be like showing up for a job interview and they smell booze on your breath. You know, it's probably not a good thing to drop a bunch of F-bombs.
No.
But are you looking forward to it though? What was the tryout like? What was it? Was it different? Are you excited? Like, how are you feeling now?
I feel great. We got our first game. We had the Detroit Tampa game the other night. Down in Tampa, and right off the bat, we had an hour rain delay with lightning, and my 22nd beginning went to 8 minutes. So it was a fly by the seat of your pants, and I'm so lucky to have Greg Gumbel and Trent Green. I mean, you talk about two great professionals to learn how to do this thing.
The hard part, I always think, when people leave the field as a player or a coach, and then they go into the broadcast booth, is you still have a lot of people you know and friends and connections, and you know, stuff, and sometimes it's hard for guys to make that transition and criticize people and say stuff when they're not playing well. And it's not only a critical, you know, you're not only criticizing, but sometimes that can be difficult. Have you thought about that at all?
Oh, yeah. I was playing golf with Ben Roethlisberger this summer. I said, you know, there's a really good chance my first game's going to be Pittsburgh-Cleveland. He kind of looked at me, what are you going to say? I said, dude, I'm going to tell him the truth. I know. What are you going to say? I don't know yet, man. But
yeah, that would be my advice, man. You can't go wrong with the truth.
Yeah.
We were laughing about it. And and actually, that is my first game. I'm with Pittsburgh at Cleveland.
Oh, that's great. Bruce Arians, former NFL head coach, two-time Super Bowl champion with us here on Fox Sports Radio. Why was it time to walk away from coaching? I remember hearing and seeing that documentary that you and your wife had set on retirement. You guys were going to go move. I think it was to Alabama, if I remember it correctly. And you guys had completely or down to the South somewhere, and you completely set. You were good. And then you got called back by Chuck Pagano to come be a coach again. And next thing you know, you're filling in for Chuck Pagano. You do an amazing job with Andrew Luck and that team. Now you're the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. You had success there. Why now?
It was really much a family decision. You know, it was around Thanksgiving. I had had some health scares, nothing serious, but scares. And my wife said, you know, I'm not sure I can do this anymore. I said, you know what? I'm not sure I can either. And it really was, it was time. And no better way to go out than a field goal in Seattle on the last play of the game and beat the Seahawks and you know, got our 50th win. And it was perfect timing.
Hey, Bruce, the Jets today traded Teddy Bridgewater and they named Sam Darnold the starting quarterback. I love to just get a guy, put him in there. The only way you're going to learn how to play quarterback is actually playing it. Do you like this the way that the Jets are moving forward with him, or would you have liked to have seen him sit down a year or so and figure it out first?
No, I love it. I mean, it's the same thing we did with Peyton Manning. He was ready, and we drafted him for that reason. You know, when you sit and don't start, you also don't get any practice time. So you just waste a year. Now they're going to be bumps in the road, but this guy's talented. I really like his demeanor. I think Todd does too. So, I mean, let's give him the keys to the car. And obviously, I think all the rest of the players on the Jets are excited about it. And he's just going to get better. He's going to have ups. He's going to have downs. I think he's one of those guys that's just going to handle them all the same.
Bruce Arians with us here on Fox Sports Radio. I've always heard this, that if you put a rookie quarterback in, you can't take him out. But it seems like it's different at other positions. If you put a running back in and he's not playing well initially, you know, he can get benched. Why is it at the quarterback position that you need to just deal with what the quarterback goes through without benching him for poor play, but it's not like that at other positions?
Yeah, because it's such a hard position to play. I mean, you're going to get scars, and you don't want the scars to be too deep. You start benching guys and then bringing them back, then the scars get way too deep. Then they're playing to please you rather than beat the other team. Hey, let him know this is your team. You're gonna screw it up, but you're gonna make some plays too. Let's make more plays than you screw up.
Bruce, what about the AFC? I know everybody just likes to hand everything over to the Patriots every year before anything gets started. But Jacksonville had a great defense last year, had a 20-10 lead in going into the fourth quarter at Foxborough, and they wind up not winning the game and not getting to the Super Bowl. But I still like Jacksonville. Who do you like in the AFC?
Oh, man, I think there's three or four teams. I mean, you always start with the Patriots. But, again, Jacksonville's defense, they're legit. Whether or not Blake Bortles can actually take him there, I was not – I know he was relaxed this preseason, but I didn't see him get better. So that one scares me. If they can score enough points, I love the Steelers because I love Ben Roethlisberger. I think he's got a chance, like Tom Brady, to be the MVP of the league with that offense they have. If their defense can show up this year, then I guess it's pretty much the Houston Texans. If J.J. Watt stays healthy, if Jadeveon Clowney stays healthy, Deshaun Watson is going to score points.
No doubt.
I would really watch out for the Texans this year. And in the West, I don't know, that one's kind of like throw it up in the air. Anybody can win it. I don't know how far they're going to go. The Chargers seem to be the most complete team.
Bruce Arians, two-time Super Bowl champion, former NFL head coach, now an analyst with CBS Sports, is with us here on Fox Sports Radio. In for Doug Gottlieb, it's Rob Parker and Jonas Knox here on FSR. Coach, we were talking about just some of the quarterback developments around the league. You had mentioned, and we had talked about you spending time in Indianapolis and talked about scarring and things like that. Andrew Luck, how confident are you that he can get back to where he was before, or did he take such a pounding the past couple of years that he may have been scarred and moving forward it might be an issue?
No, because Andrew's a linebacker playing quarterback. His mindset's unbelievable. Now, I think, you know, all these young quarterbacks, when they come in, they have to win the locker room over. So they do crazy things to show how tough they are. I think Carson Wentz and I think Andrew Luck are two guys that they've earned their stripes now. They don't have to show how tough they are anymore. So they'll play smarter as far as injury-wise. But it's in Andrew's DNA to be a really tough player. His arm looks – the other night I watched him, and I was so happy to see him back. I mean, the league needs this. He was – when I had him his rookie year, I've never been around a rookie. And I had Peyton Manning. I was around Ben, Timmy Couch. I mean, Timmy was a third-year player. But what he did as a rookie was amazing because he had six other rookies starting with him on offense. which was unheard of.
Yeah, that's a lot right there. Yeah. And no doubt. You mentioned Carson Wentz, and this is the reason I like the Eagles again. They're getting back. They lost a lot of good players last year, right, to injury. They're bringing these guys back. They were already stacked. They won a Super Bowl. But Carson Wentz, I know he's got a Super Bowl ring, but, you know, this guy was on the verge of winning the MVP of the league before he got hurt. Is it good when you have a quarterback who has something to prove, who has something to pick up? You know, like, okay, yeah, we won the Super Bowl, but I didn't get to do what I was on the verge of doing last year. And he has, like, an added incentive to keep those guys focused and to try to win again. Whereas if you're asking Nick Foles to repeat what he did last year, that's a tall order if they had to rely on just Nick Foles duplicating what he did last year.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, they did. That was one of the best coaching jobs I've ever seen done, what Doug Peterson did with Nick Foles. And going back and doing a lot of stuff that they did with Chip Kelly when he was successful. Carson Wentz is, I mean, he's an animal. I mean, he's legit. And like you said, you want a hungry quarterback. Everybody else is probably, and I've been there, they're all a little complacent.
Yep, a little fat, right?
It goes with the territory. I mean, you don't win the championship and not get a little fat, a little complacent. He's not. He's hungry as hell, and he wants to win. So I think he's going to drive that bus and get the rest of those guys ready to roll.
Bruce Arians, I do want to ask you about the book, The Quarterback Whisperer, How to Build an Elite NFL Quarterback. I just want to ask you a follow-up, though.
You're supposed to say like this, The Quarterback Whisperer.
Oh, of course, yeah. I can't wait. I'm a sucker for football books and documentaries. I really am, so I will be definitely reading this. But I want to ask you, because you'd mentioned quickly about Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly kind of has a negative vibe attached to him, I think, from NFL fans and NFL media members with how things ended in Philadelphia. But from a coaching standpoint, as somebody who has forgotten more about NFL schemes and the NFL game than most people even know, what is Chip Kelly's reputation like around the league and in football circles from people you talk to?
A brilliant mind. I mean, Chip he's an innovator. I have the utmost respect for what he attempted to do and did. I mean, his first couple of years, we got lucky and beat him a couple of times, but it takes a coaching staff and a front office that is so in sync anymore to win and get the players that the coaches want to coach and the scouts want to have on their team. That is such a tough blend. And not saying they didn't have it in Philly, but I don't think it was as good as it could have been. And but Chip Kelly is one of the best offensive minds out there.
Tell us about the book, Bruce Arians, The Quarterback Whisperer, How to Build an Elite NFL Quarterback. What was the reason, the decision to write the book, to be a part of the book this soon after your coaching career, and where can people find it?
Well, actually, it's on Amazon. It's coming out in paperback. It's been out for a year and a half, and it came out last summer in hardback. And I was shocked. I mean, I never thought I'd ever write a book, but we were on Amazon's hot bestseller list for a long time, and it's now coming out in paperback. And it's just stories of the guys. You know, I was so fortunate in my career to have such great quarterbacks, and each and every one of them is so unique, and just talking about those and what it takes to be an elite player.
That's awesome. Well,
yeah, good luck,
Coach. Congratulations on retirement. You're gonna do a hell of a job at CBS, being an analyst for the NFL. You've always been one of our favorites. So again, congrats on all your success, on retirement, and what's going to turn into a successful broadcasting career. We appreciate it.
Val, thank you guys so much.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Right now, though, James Jones, Super Bowl champion, NFL Network analyst, and now NFL insider is with us here on Fox Sports Radio. James, thanks so much for popping on. We appreciate it.
Not a problem, man. Thanks for having me.
So how does this work? Because you've got a Super Bowl ring, successful NFL career. You become an analyst. And now you're an insider, and you broke the biggest story of the day, Aaron Rodgers. Did he reach out to you personally? Did his agent tell you about it? How did this work?
Well,
Well, first off, I don't want to say I'm an insider. I am an analyst, but I'm not an insider. I happen to be a very good friend of Aaron Rodgers, man. Me and him got a very good relationship, man. So, you know, he was very kind to let me break the news and let me know when it all was going to go down. But, no, man, how it happened, man, you know, just over the last year or so, man, with, you know, the Jordy Nelson getting released and, you know, me and Jordy being close to being able to break Jordy's contract information. We're extremely close, man. It's a family. So Aaron was, you know, way back then was just like, hey, man, when it's my turn, man, I would love to have you do it. We played together. I just think it'll be cool to have you do that and break the contract. And I said, I'm all up for it, man. I'm down for it, man. Eventually it happened, man, and I'm super happy for him, man, just to, you know, be a Packer for life, man, be under contract too. He, you know, is about the age of 40, man, and, you know, he can, you know, bring a couple more championships to the Green Bay Packers.
And he deserves every penny of it. I think Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback I've ever seen throw the football. He's not the most accomplished. Other people have won more and done some other things and awards, but as far as playing the position of football, Do you feel that way? That Aaron can do? What can he do as a quarterback? And he has the greatest quarterback rating, quarterback rating of anybody who's ever played in the National Football League.
Man, I wish I could have you by my side 24/7, man. Because I tell people that exact same thing you just told me. I've never seen, and I played with Brett Favre, I played with Derek Carr, two special quarterbacks, man, and I just have never seen nobody like Aaron Rodgers, man. I'm just talking about throwing the ball outside the pocket, throwing the ball inside the pocket, man. Just, I mean, he's just a special talent. We've never seen quarterbacks make throws like this kid, like Aaron makes throws, man. And he's a special player. And I tell people all the time, I truly believe he's the greatest of all the time because we've never seen some of these throws that are being made, especially on the run. You know, we've never seen any of these throws being made, and he's changing the game. Any quarterback that comes out of college, any quarterback that's, you know, starting to make some plays in the game, they always say, man, dang, that throw looks like Aaron Rodgers. That looks like Aaron Rodgers. They're always comparing him to Aaron Rodgers, and to me, that speaks volume. And to me, that shows that he's probably the greatest to ever play the game. Yeah, he doesn't have 5 Super Bowls like Tom, but when you talk about the talent and the product on the field, man, it's hard to argue against Aaron Rodgers.
James Jones, Super Bowl champion, NFL Network analyst with us here on Fox Sports Radio. Jonas Knox, Rob Parker, in for Doug Gottlieb. So we get to the Super Bowls, and people will do the comparisons between Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. Why doesn't Aaron Rodgers have more Super Bowls?
Man, it's a lot that goes into it, man. I know I played with Aaron Rodgers, you know, for 8 years, and I mean, we won the Super Bowl. We were 10-6, caught fire, won the Super Bowl. The next year, we come back 15-1, and then we lay an egg against the New York Giants at home after we had a bye week.
Yeah, they gave Aaron Rodgers like 3 weeks off because he didn't play the last game of the year. I thought that was a mistake, and you guys came out flat.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I don't even want to go back to that game because you're bringing back some bad memories. But I think it's just the luck of the draw, man. I mean, shoot, as a team, you have to catch fire at the right time, and in 2010 we did. And, you know, a lot of years that we made, I mean, you made the postseason 8 straight times, and, you know, we went in there and just didn't finish the job, man. And, I mean, it has nothing to do with Aaron, nothing to do with the defense, nothing to do, you know, with the receivers. It's a team thing, man, and we just went out there, didn't get the job done. So he has won. And now he's under contract for 6 more years, and hopefully out of them 6, he can at least bring us 3 more.
I've always said this, and you being so close with Aaron Rodgers, James Jones with us here on Fox Sports Radio, that I try not to judge athletes and their personalities because I have no idea who they are. Like Jay Cutler was called, you know, an a-hole for, you know, for 10 years, and then he's a reality TV star now. You know, like if he was really that bad of a person, he wouldn't be married, successful, and all that. And a lot of players speak very glowingly of him, but he didn't seek the personal spotlight. So a lot of people had sort of a bad image of him. Aaron Rodgers is kind of like that, to where people look at him as a little aloof, maybe a little arrogant. And that's sort of the narrative that surrounds him. What is he really like, in your opinion?
Man, you talking about easily one of the best teammates I've ever had. But, I mean, me and Aaron, he's just an extremely good friend, man. And I hate when I walk around and people say, man, how's Aaron? Like, sometimes that's the first question you get. And I'm like, dude, what do you mean, how's Aaron? Aaron is probably the best dude in the world, man. Like, I mean, shoot. He got your back 24/7, always calling me, checking up on me. You know what I mean? Comes to my kids' football games, when he's down here in Arizona. I'm like, man, I couldn't ask for, like, not only a teammate, but a better friend. You know what I'm saying? Him and my oldest son, little James, think they're, like, best friends. He comes out, watches his little flag football games. He's only six. He comes out, watches his flag football games, man. He's just a special dude, and every time somebody comes up to me and asks me, how's Aaron? I'm like, he's the greatest dude in the world. That's all I say. You know what I mean? Like, what do you mean, how's Aaron? Like, I mean, you guys are going off, magazines you read or, facial expressions you may see, but I'm like, man, he's probably the best teammate that I've ever been around, man, just a special dude. Like I said, even when I retired, man, and came into the business of, being an analyst, he always check up on me. That's why he was so excited to give me the juice. It's like he threw me another pass, another touchdown. Like, man, here, I want to see you succeed, man. That's just the type of guy he is, man. He's a loyal guy, loyal friend, man. And like I said, man, he's just one of them. He's one of them friends that you want to have on your side for sure.
Now, how much cheese can Aaron Rodgers buy at that Kmart downtown Green Bay with $100 million?
Man, he buy the whole Kmart. Man, that's all he is, man. You know what I mean? But I'm already thinking with him being Aaron Rodgers, with all that cheese he do got, he's still gonna go in there. They're gonna give it to him for free.
Oh, you know it. Oh, yeah. You already know. Even with all that cheddar.
Yeah, it's amazing how that works, man. Like you work your ass off all life. You probably slum it for a little while, and then finally you get money to afford things. You don't have to spend it anyways. It's amazing how that works. I do want to ask James Jones, Super Bowl champion, NFL Network analyst with us here on Fox Sports Radio. He broke the story of Aaron Rodgers' extension.
I still want to see his journalism degree.
Well, listen, he doesn't need it now. Hey, you're on the fast track. I I'm not just saying this because you're on the air. I would say it off the air because I try not to kiss anybody's ass. But I think you're fantastic as an analyst. I've seen you on the NFL Network. Yeah, and so for you, the transition from player to analyst, Rob and I were talking about this earlier with Bruce Arians. Has it been difficult when you want to be critical of somebody in the league that you had a relationship with that maybe makes a bad decision or makes a bad play? Have you gotten any negative feedback from former teammates or players about some of your analyst work that you've done and being critical of former current players?
You know what I can say is that it is very difficult because a lot of guys that I play with and extremely close with, sometimes they'll make a bad play and I'm like, dang, I don't want to get on him. But sometimes... Sometimes, being an analyst, you got to do that. But since I've played, I've always been one of those guys. And if you played with me, been in the locker room with me, I've always been one of those guys to shoot it straight. I ain't never sugarcoated nothing, not even when I played and I wasn't an analyst. So, like, when a lot of guys see me on TV and I do get on them, they will send me a text, like, laughing, like, dude, you crazy. Like, you know what I mean? I do got to do better right there. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of built that relationship with guys where if you come to JJ asking me a question, I'm always going to shoot it straight. I'm always going to be a teammate in there cracking jokes, always giving it to you raw and uncut. So I think that has actually helped me. And another thing I'll do is if I get on a guy that I played with, I'll text him like, hey, bro, I just got on you, bro, but don't be mad at me. Something like that,
You got that.
Trying to soften it up a little bit, but just to let them know, like, man, I love you, bro, but I have to. I'm on TV.
but do you understand now, being on the other side, like the reporters who covered you and the jobs that we have, I think when guys get in this business, they understand that we're not out to get you. It's just a job that we have to do.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, it's crazy you say that because, I mean, when I played, you read in the article, you feel like the guy is, the analyst is always trying to get you and, write bad stuff. And who just want the bad stories. And there's some reporters that, really are looking out for you and want to write the good stories. So as a player, you really want to stay away from it all. You know what I mean? The good stories and the bad stories. You want to stay away from it all. But me being on this side now, I try not to really talk about too much bad stuff, and I try to really just encourage dudes on there, man. If it's a bad play, it's a bad play, and they know that as well. But I try not to
get in to all the bad stuff, and I just try to, hey, take the positive out of it. He dropped it, but, hey, listen, heck of a route.
There it is. James Jones, he is a Super Bowl champion, NFL Network analyst. You can see him on NFL Total Access on NFL Network at 7 p.m. Eastern time all throughout the week. Congrats on all your success, and you can retire undefeated as an insider. You broke the Aaron Rodgers news. Good for you, James. Thanks so much for the time,
man. I'm going to hang him up now.
All right.
Thanks, James. Congrats, man.
Appreciate it.